To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
I'm the best air guitarist on radio. All right, let's listen to what we'll do. We'll go ahead and go over the news. I'm setting this up here so that we can do that. Here we go. All right. What I want to do is just go over just some of the headlines so that we can get caught up on here. And I'm just, oh, man, these guys, they're amazing. All right. After working for Facebook and seeing its AI agenda, former employee says he bought ammo and supplies and moved to the woods. Do we need to go any further? Okay, maybe we'll put that up there. We'll look at that in a little bit. But I mean, stuff like this over to Freedom Phoenix is so awesome. When you go to it, there's a pop. Oh, it was what I did before I logged in, so I can do some like editing while I'm doing this with you. But on the bottom right, you'll see it says "Join Us," or you go to the top of the page, right up there, very top center. You'll see a little birdie, and it says "Join Us" there, and you click on that. And you go boom. And then it goes to the membership, and there's all these features and different things, and turn on, you give me money. Give me money. But you get a lot of goodies for it. And in this 2020 election cycle, we're going to. And I'm going to be detailing a lot of this. We've been setting up a lot of things. Just been busy. And we're making selections on a vehicle. Now, Don and I, you know, probably not as early as April, probably certainly by May, we'll be on the road. We're going to get all kinds of small and ready to move to wherever our place to move is going to be, because I think things are going to get, it's going to get, and I got to get ready. You know, if you know, and you sit there and it's just a cloud, you worry. And to me, worry is, it's a sign. It means I need to stop worrying, but sometimes you got to do something. I got to do something to stop. What do I got to do? I got to get ready. You know, I don't want to be caught at this age. I'm 58, and I don't want to be, and I'm healthy. I feel good. I mean, I could feel better. That's one thing. You start building a house or doing something somewhere, you know what? I think you lose weight. I think you get in better shape. I think you feel better. I think your health is, I don't have a problem with that. But I need to get ready. I mean, I got to get started. I got all kinds of tools and good. Anybody that's been here, you see, wow, man, what are you going to do with it? I'm going to store it. I'm going to put it in a shipping container. I'm going to have it ready for when I go, and I'm going to build my big, giant workshop dome. Woo-hoo! You want to see a YouTube channel of whatever, and probably hopefully it'll be something other than YouTube by then. You know, you can put and talk about how I'm going to do that, and you're going to be sharing with me. We're going to have us some fun. The future's bright. I am really excited. You know, a lot of opportunities are coming, but it has to get bad first, and that's what it's always the economy, stupid. And what happens when everybody's pension is, and it's gone. The purchasing power of, and it's gone. You know, I wish I had silver. I would have sold every freaking, you know, knife in my silverware drawer for cents to be able to buy, you know, a micro silver or something, anything. You know, liquidate, Craigslist, anything, donation, anything, to get some silver, because bam. And then some cryptos, I'm sure, you know, will break out. Bitcoin Cash is down below 200. It's 192 now. And I'm going, damn, I wish I had some more money. I think, when do I have to be? Tomorrow? You know, next day? What is today? It's today, Friday. Today's Friday. You know, I mean, maybe I have some money. Let me see. We'll check. Maybe I'll get me some more silver or get me some more Bitcoin Cash. I'm just, yeah, because Bitcoin is down to 7,100, and it's, you know, it could be in the 6,000s. And who's beating down the crypto price? I don't know. Don't care. That just means I get to get more. Same with silver. I'm like, you keep it down there as long as you guys can. Because when the tsunami hits, there isn't going to be any, you know, there's not going to be any manipulation or tweaking that's going to be able to stop it. It's just going to be, and you guys suck, and we know it, and we got precious metals. That's just the way it is. And then, of course, they'll go to a digital currency and surveil you and get you and turn you off and all. You know, bring it on, because we're like somewhere else. Let's see. Christmas in Venezuela, what it's like after socialism destroyed the country. You know, that's not fun. Let's see. War on Christmas, dice. You're going, oh, then you got Dan Bongino and the impeachment and ouch, quit it and all this stuff. Oh, Boeing Starliner fails mission, can't reach space station after flying in the wrong orbit. Now, this is, Boeing has got enough problems with their 737 MAX stuff and all this other crap. It's just, you know, collective. You know how these guys are just, you know, they'll blame somebody else. Nobody's responsible. But when you got SpaceX, it's Elon Musk, man, we're going to make it. You know, here we go. Now, what they did is they gave Boeing like $4.7 billion for them just to create a test. And then they gave SpaceX, we'll give you a couple of billion dollars. And they go, oh, okay. So we got to do it for half. Like, all right, fine. So they create Dragon. They're making, you know, deliveries. They're doing fine. They're supplying the International Space Station. Everything's going well. And the first Starliner, they're doing for their crewed competition between Starliner and SpaceX's Dragon. Starliner, it didn't make it. And I'm just, it doesn't surprise me. So I don't know how they're going to spin this or what they're going to do, but now they got, it's in the wrong orbit and it can't make it and it's sitting there and oops, ran out of fuel. So I know one thing they definitely do not want, SpaceX to go up and, you know, save their ass. They're going, nope, that wouldn't be good. We won't do that one. So we'll see what happens there. Then Tulsi votes present on impeachment. Okay, all right, here's one of the leading Democratic nominees. You know, is she leading? I think so. I think she's going to blaze past these guys, but, you know, the mainstream media, lamestream media, the media last millennia, they are certainly not going to be talking about it. So where did this come from? I don't know, some online, whatever the heck. I don't know how we got hold of it, but, you know, whatever. And here we go. Let's go into it. I want to go see what they say. So here we have Tulsi. They do the impeachment vote. They're going to get all the Democrats going, no. Tulsi votes present on impeachment. All right, let's go to there's the video on it, but is there any commentary? I don't want to play the video. But I'm going, okay. So here we have Tulsi just, I'm here. She didn't vote for impeachment. And she's running for president as the Democratic nominee. You know, I'm, what's that about? Well, I'm sure there's a story there. We will look at it later, I'm sure. Let's see. Putin and Tulsi sound off on impeachment. Are they right? Well, this Luke Radowski did this, you know. So you want to know what's up with that? Go watch Luke Radowski. I'm sure he's going to edumacate you. So I'm like, okay, all right. You know, later today I'll get into that and see what's up. Donna put that up. Thank you, Donna. And what? Oh, I got to say thank you five times. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. A friend of mine said, he goes, you know, Donna was saying, well, you never say thank you. Are you kidding me? I say thank you all the time. He goes, nope, you got to have five thank yous to every criticism or something. You know, it's got to be 5-1 or it doesn't even register. So I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I got to get it. See, I did too say it. Damn it. Anyway, so that's internal stuff. But from Baghdad to Seoul, world increasingly sours on hosting U.S. troops. So it's always, you know, they're just, we'll just send, we need more troops here. That's not working. I don't know what Trump's thing is with that, you know, so we'll see what's up. Pelosi says House may withhold impeachment articles. This is of great interest. They do the impeachment, and then it goes to the Senate for the trial. And they go, there's a process by which they take the articles of impeachment. We impeached them. Now here you guys are going to do the trial. Well, we're not going to give them to you to do the trial if you don't do it the way we want. And I'm going, what? So they impeached them. And then they hold it, and it can't go to trial. I'm going, this is hilarious.
Love what we do? Please help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, what do I got? Donna, I got something for you. I got two tickets to paradise. We're going to go on the road. It's going to be awesome. Come on. You just got to look in the future. You got all the new friends that we're going to make, all the fun we're going to have, and then all the, you know, the resources will build up just in relationships and stuff. And I just had offered me a free bus. They go, I got a Greyhound bus. It's a 1960s or something, whatever, and we're putting it in the mix, have the guys look at it, and we'll kind of whatever. So this guy, I'm going, okay, you know, we can do it. We'll have like multiple buses. I mean, whatever. You know, we'll work it out. The activists will come together. The people, they, and just our reputation, you know, Don and I, they know. They know that we'll put good use to go and whip ass. So they just want to be a part of. What's my answer? Yes. Yes, you are allowed to, whatever. And we go, yeah, hell, we'll help you, dude. You go on your own bus. So I'm going, there's so much that's going to happen. They gotta do something bad. And that doesn't mean they won't, but, you know, I don't care. I don't care. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. All right. So what I wanted to go on here, Doug Casey wrote an article that says, why having a U.S. passport is no longer an advantage. And just the observations in that article, I think we got time. I think we'll read the whole thing. But there's another article up here, Jacob Sullum from Reason.com, the FBI systemic dishonesty. I'm like, wow, you know, it's getting that bad, systemic. In fact, at this FISA warrant thing, they're going, yeah, this is abuses. I'm sure they just, if they did this to the president, they're just doing it with any and everybody, and we got a FISA warrant, we're surveilling whoever the hell we want, and there's Ernie. I mean, you know, and probably a blanket thing, anybody with a libertarian bumper sticker or something. All of those libertarians, you know, that kind of thing. So, of course, they did it. That's what the church hearings were about. Is that what it was? Yeah, there was the FBI and the anti-war movement in the 60s and 70s and what they were doing, kind of, and you're not allowed, that's where the Southern Poverty Law Center came out, so that they could privatize this kind of investigation, so that they can get, you know, the just cause for them to do the blah, 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 blah. They're never going to be stopped from doing whatever the hell they want to do. Well, James Bovard wrote an article here, Richard Jewell, Carter Page, and the illusion of the FBI's power and competence. Now, the Jewel thing, I think he's referring to the movie that just came out with that Clint Eastwood did. And I remember when this happened, you know, it was the Atlanta Olympic bombing, they were trying to blame a security, and just how bad these guys used to have the stellar reputation, and it's not there anymore. And, you know, because of Comey and friends, and I'm sure it went on, hell, it's back to J. Edgar Hoover, who are we kidding? So I'm going, all right, we got Comey, and Brennan was head of the CIA. You got Clapper and Poindexter, all these guys. And then Brennan and Comey admitted, yeah, they voted communist. They were card-carrying or supportive and openly kind of, you know, yep. And it's documented. They admitted it. Yeah. And, you know, and all you communists out there, there's nothing stop. Hell, I'm head of the CIA, and I'm communist, and they knew it. And I got, so I guess nothing's stopping you from joining the government. Let's go kick some ass. Wow. Okay. I don't know how much deeper you need to go. Wow. All right. Surveillance footage outside of Jeffrey Epstein's cell during suicide attempt is missing. Surveillance footage of the outside of Epstein's cell at the troubled Metropolitan Correctional Center during his suicide attempt has gone missing, prosecutors revealed Wednesday. It was here a minute ago. I'm so shocked. Yep. FBI swamp creatures claim anyone criticizing the Bureau is a threat to the rule of law. This, can you feel, any of you that have been around any amount of time, you remember in the 70s and 80s, it was certainly in the 70s, it was kind of post Vietnam. You had the bicentennial celebration in 1976. You had the Cold War building up. Reagan comes in 80. Afghanistan gets invaded by, you know, the Soviet Union, yada, 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 and all this. It was exactly these kind of headlines that people were making fun of these communist regimes and the totalitarian, authoritarian things that they did, and they got a record on everybody in East Germany and, you know, Russia and China and how they treated people. And then we're sprinting to be just like them because America. Wow. And you think Jacob Hornberger running for president going to get some support? You feel me? How did you know, Ernie? How did you not know? I mean, oh my God. All right, this I hadn't even looked at this yet. Okay, let's take a look at this article. Now, what this is, here's the headline. It's on Frames Phoenix. I haven't even got to look at it yet. It's a flood of this stuff. You know, I'm so not surprised. Children'sHealthDefense.org. Gail DeLong. All right, Gayla DeLong wrote this article. HPV... Now, this is the Gardasil thing, all right? HPV article withdrawn without detailed explanation by Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health. In June 18, the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health, Part A, published my article, A Lowered Probability of Pregnancy in Females in the USA Aged 25 to 29 Who Received a Human Papillomavirus Vaccine Injection. Now, this is the Gardasil thing. If you are a young woman and you took, we have enough years has gone by, because remember, this was with Governor Perry. Was that 08 or 12? Yeah, I think it was early on. They were, you know, mandating this in Texas, and you want to get some money for Presidente, and Big Pharma hip you out, and you make sure you do a mandate, and you got it, and the girls got it. Now they want to mandate boys, and that was one in Vax 2. They're going, if there was one thing that we need to get rid of, and this is this Gardasil vaccine. It is damaging people by the gazillions, causing all kinds of problems, and the fertility. What did they say? Hey, we need to lower fertility. The population explode. We got, and they found something that did it. Of course, it causes a bunch of other stuff and damages too, but the fertility of women that take this stuff, which is like every girl and now boy, I'm like, what the, somebody's going to get some, this is so bad. I, you know, and people are going, Ernie, you're just a crazy guy. I'm going, wow, this is why I got to do it. I mean, it's almost like it's unfair. I know what's going to happen. These people are just going to be made look stupid. And some of them are my friends. I'm going, look, man, you need to do a little more research and not just, you know, read the 3x5 card on CNN or something. I don't care where you think you're getting. Well, the New York Times said, do you think that, yeah, well, anytime anybody goes to court and everything, lose. And I go, do you even know that there's just this vaccine court they just made up to what? I mean, there's so much they don't know, and you almost feel sad. I go, you know, you're better off just not saying anything. Just wait. Go do some more research, because damn. So now it's coming out that USA age 25 to 29 who received this virus injection, this papillomavirus thing, data revealed that 60% of women who had not received the HPV vaccine had been pregnant at least once, while only 35% of the HPV vaccine recipients had ever conceived. They didn't talk about whether they got abortion. Right? I mean, are you capable of being pregnant? Well, 60% that didn't get it have had pregnancies. Only 35% of the vaccine recipients have ever conceived. The article detailed the statistical analysis as well as offered possible biological mechanisms for the results. Three researchers peer-reviewed the article. When the article first appeared, the editors eagerly promoted it by making it free. By early December 19, the number of downloads reached close to 24,000. On October 23rd, 2019, I received an email stating that academic publisher Taylor and Francis and editor-in-chief Dr. Sam Kassev had opened an investigation of the paper based on several public and private expressions of concern about flaws in the analyses. They gave me 2 weeks to respond to comments from the post-publication reviewers, and I did so. On December 10th, 2019, I received an email from Taylor and Francis stating that despite my comments, the concerns raised by the reviewers still stand, and they were retracting the article. Since the retraction, the number of downloads has increased to 24,227. A little bit. It's all going to come out. And where are you going to be? What side are you on? You're going to go to the Christmas dinner and you're going to be saying stupid stuff to the people that know more?
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories, while I say these hobgoblins are imaginary. I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone.
Put up Trump's stuff.
Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
And we're back. Oh, who are we going to get? Who are we going to talk to? Oh, I got, you know, Dr. Frank's got to take a victory lap. He's like, wait. I got something to say about something to say. All right. What do you got to say, Frank? What's up?
Hey, good morning. My voice is off, but it's fine. I'm trying to call in. Yeah, I was going to call in and just gloat to liberals out there, whoever else, that I talked about the Senate not moving on with the impeachment. I knew the House wouldn't, but that's not the reason I'm calling. I'm calling as a House call as a physician. I just want to make sure that Mr. Ernest Hancock is okay. I heard you're on suicide watch because you might not be getting your trial.
I told you, I never get what I want. I never get what I want. You know, it was that close. They teased me, you know, because when we talked from the day, after his day of his inauguration, right immediately after, they go, the impeachment begins. And they knew they were going to do this. But I'm going, good. I want a trial, man. It's rock and roll. Let's do it. But I just knew but then they actually did the impeachment. They impeached. Now it goes to the Senate. I'm like, all right, cool. I
knew they wouldn't. That's the thing. I mean, people couldn't believe it. They said, try it. They impeached. I talked to this guy from England. He goes, I kept saying, they're not going to move to the Senate. And the thing is, I knew they would keep finding a way to have their cake and eat it too. What they wanted to do is work off of the mileage of the term impeachment and play, and I'm being serious, play off of the absolute ignorance and stupid stupidity of most Americans, or let's say the leftist Americans, who don't understand what impeachment means. To them, it's just a term. They're sitting there celebrating the term. And Tim Pool did this thing a couple days ago, and I think he might be right. I want to throw this by you. I know most, the average American, thinks that impeachment means throwing out of office. They understand the overall term. But process that most Democrats have heard or learned through CNN, sort of like what happened during the Clinton impeachment, people began to understand that there was a process. Impeachment is basically a vote of no confidence. It doesn't mean it's being thrown out, blah, blah, blah. I thought, and what Tim Pool is even suggesting is that most Americans out there really don't even know that the CNN is not told them. And there could be people out there that honestly think he's still being thrown out, and they think that that's what's worth to celebrate. So what happens when they find out that he's still in office? Is Adam Schiff going to spin it around and say, we impeached Donald Trump, and he won't leave? He's not leaving office. This is a constitutional crisis. I mean, they are...
Wait. They're actually saying...
They might do that.
They're saying that?
No, I'm saying, I'm very serious. I could almost see the Schiffs out there spinning that. They were that desperate to make any work on it. They haven't said that yet, but it's something that sounds so absurd. They are in such a box right now, and the people, they're so ignorant, and not just ignorant because of, well, American civics and people don't know about it, but because, and this is an important point, we are so caught in our bubbles now that the mainstream media spent decades slowly marginalizing conservatives off of all the media platforms. And now with YouTube and all, we've all doubled down. And now conservatives, like my dad and all, won't even listen to liberal sources. And nobody watches CNN except diehard leftists or kind of the uninformed Democrats. And so since we're in our own bubbles, this is why they're able to get away with the corruption, because the media, if you consider them the fourth estate, do not have a check and balance. That's been this whole problem. And I'm not saying you have to force diversity on TV, but, you know, if half this, my argument's been the liberals, if half this country voted Republican, then how come half the hosts on CNN and MSNBC are not conservative? I mean, it's a very basic point when I try to argue with
okay,
with
this is one thing you were saying, you're going, you know, Tim Pool says, and Tim Pool and you know, I always, you know, when you send me stuff, he was one of the founding reporters of Vice, and it, right. Certainly lefty liberal something, whatever. But it's been interesting that, you know, there's they're purging, you know, all of these guys, especially the ones that, you know, have come around and said, yeah, you know, I think maybe this about that. Nah, no, you're not allowed and you're deleted. So I just put in Tim Pool and it just comes up, you know, his Twitter feed and his webpage, whatever, but no YouTube channel. Then I go and I go, Tim Pool, YouTube, not a mention. YouTube videos, not a mention. I have to go into YouTube and pull up Tim Pool and then I can see it. And I go, I was wondering if I could even see that. So I'm going, holy crap, man. This is getting bad. Now, what's his article? Journalist caught celebrating impeachment, then lie about it. Media endorsed Democrats' impeachment. So I guess that's what you're talking about. So I'm going, this is so obvious. I'm wondering how this is going to manifest in this election cycle.
No, it's going to manifest in the landslide that I hate to say it because I don't want to count the chickens and then to do a Hillary thing. Well, you watch what happened with Brexit. And we'll talk next time. The EU is falling apart because since Brexit left, now Poland and Ukraine are saying, well, if Britain can do it, we want in too. And basically, we want out. And so now, anyway, the point is that Brexit vote was so overwhelming, showing that the people have had enough. The silent majority, whatever, is picking a side in this culture war and saying, we're done. We're basically having a definitive viewpoint or vote. That's what's going to happen in 2020.
Well, they have to do election fraud. I mean, you know, they wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong.
No, exactly. Well, aside from that, assuming that there's some credibility left in the election process, and I want you to get started on that. But because Trump's in office, if there's some sense of fairness still left, and he wins in some kind of landslide, then what happens to the Democrats sitting there going, "Wait a minute, but he was impeached."
Okay, let me tell you, I want to bring this out before we run out of time, people understand my perspective. When I was doing heavy into election fraud and I ran for Secretary of State, County, you know, Recorder, I get it. And what it was, I'm going, how are they getting away with this? Who are the people doing this? What's their motivation? Well, of course, they were a bunch of corrupt felons and blah, blah, blah. But the rationale they did for the other people, they imbued them, they had a whole bunch of people that were anti-abortion. It was a lot of Catholic support and, you know, the Pope and Vatican, all this kind of other stuff. The justification that they did is that we have to make sure that we control elections for Republicans and anti-abortion people to save the babies, to save the children, to save. That was their rationale. And I'm going, okay, so they got, you know, marching orders from God or something. So then you go to now, and it's the same mentality. We got to save Americans from themselves to get rid of Trump. That is their mind. And you hear it from AOC and, you know, Water and all these kind of people. You know, they're going to do it wrong. They're going to vote wrong. We got to save them from themselves. We're doing you a favor with election fraud. Okay, so I've been through this before on the other side, back and forth. Ouch, quit it is just crap.
Well, to them, for liberals, conservatives get them hung. They do follow the rules more than liberals. I'm not saying all the time, trust me. But for liberals, the rules and laws
just an excuse.
Guideposts. You know, it's guideposts. It's sort of like it's like the don't let the means justify the ends kind of thing, the way that they see it. So they have no qualms twisting and turning and changing the rules, changing definitions, whatever they have to do in order to make a point. And they take advantage of their demographics or their people. Which in many cases they don't understand it, they don't follow it as much. After all, they're the majority in the media, so they don't question or challenge anything. Anyway, the thing is that they wanted their cake and eat it too, as I keep trying to say. And the fact that they want that word impeachment on the books to basically quell the AOCs, the progressive the left, who doesn't understand the process. They just want a silent scream.
No, they want to be able to say, Tim Pool, he put it good. Tim Pool says that, he goes, they're celebrating impeachment.
Exactly. See what it is? This is 3 years of them, of this pent-up rage, and they're screaming, kind of like those feminists, that with those memes where they just scream to the sky after Trump won. This is their scream session. And they're doing it with this word impeachment. They can just walk around and tell every conservative and every Trump person, yeah, oh yeah, well, he was impeached, ha-ha. That's all this is. It means nothing. There's no bite, no nothing. It's all they have is this word they think in the history.
Yeah, but you're going to watch Whoopi Goldberg say it on The View.
But this impeachment forever is going to have a Barry Bonds asterisk in the corner in the history book. This is impeachment with a lowercase I, and if anything, it's going to fuel Donald Trump everything he said, that this has been a witch hunt, and that meme that he's brought up, it's justified everything, and the liberals just signed a death warrant as far as their party.
Yeah, see, this is what Schumer, when early on said, that'll get you six ways from Sunday. I mean, he actually said, you're not going to succeed because we know in the deep state of we're going to kick ass and I belong to and we win. Yeah. You know, and I'm going, who would have been able to stand up to this kind of stuff? Who would have had the self-confidence and the hot babe in the bed and the supermodel and the beautiful family and the grandkids and the support? Who would have been able to have the demeanor to go and, yeah, and your mama? Who would have been able to come up against it? Who? I don't know. Maybe, what, can Bloomberg do it? No, it was a Trump. It needed somebody like that to go, and you lose. More. Yeah. Go to the stream, go to the stream, go to the stream. Frank, I'm going to talk.
A congressman.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, Donald, put it this way. Donald Trump has been called every name in the book, right? What president has been called racist and sexist, Islamophobic and stupid, and the guy's mentally deranged. I mean, his family on attack. This man has been attacked so much, and he's still getting everything done.
You know what's been interesting?
You have to sit back and go, if you sit back and say, after you've called everyone, calling somebody every name in the damn street dictionary, then what does impeachment mean? You see my point? It's like you've called this guy everything. There's nowhere else to go, and they say impeach, and they don't even follow through with it. What effect do you think it's going to have? Do you think Donald Trump's going to lose any sleep on this? No, he's saying, I double dog dare you. Please move it to the Senate. I agree with Ernie Hancock. The president agrees with Ernie. I want my trial. I dare you. I want it. So now we've got this bizarro twilight zone where the Republican president under attack wants the impeachment trial, and the Democrats won't give it to them.
This is so stupid. And it's stupid on stupid with a little layer of extra frosting is stupid. And I just, and that's why I'm like, you're still voting? You're paying attention? I don't give a crap.
The first hour we had
Jacob Hornberger on, the Libertarian candidate. I'm excited about what's going on, but I can't get limited by being in the campaign or helping or being part of the, I don't care. You know, I'm going to do what, I do. And the thing is that I can see people hungry for this kind of stuff. They're going to see all these children out there doing whatever, and they're going to go, is there an adult in the room here somewhere? You know, and then one with the philosophy. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, they're going to go, yeah, that's not as shrill as the, And then they go, Jacob, whoo, there you go. Maybe it's time to be libertarian. But then the Libertarian Party with Nick Sarwark and these guys doing the Never Trump thing and Weld and so on, it's all coming out. And I'm going to ride the tidal wave. I'm just so excited about being part of this campaign because I'm going to demonstrate the power of decentralized, spontaneous order again that is going to happen anyway. There is nothing that can stop it. I might as well at least ride it, get the hang 10 on my surfboard, Have me some fun. Oh, God, what was the other thing I wanted to say? Damn it. In the next hour I got coming up, Dr. Shiva, the real Indian that beat a fake Indian guy.
Oh.
So he's going to be up because he's talking about vaccines. He's going, yeah, these guys are messed up like polio. And I'm going, yep. It's coming, man.
So yeah, I'm thinking through the impeachment, I'm sitting there wondering how conservatives or someone out there, the meme makers, is how to spin this around. Because, I mean, nobody, like Trump said himself, doesn't even feel like impeachment. And it's true. I mean, and the founding fathers said it has to be bipartisan. If you don't have bipartisan support, it will just undermine the whole process. Pelosi said herself that, of course, at first that they had to do it. By the way, Uyghur, right? I mean, basically running the number one progressive website or channel, the Young Turks, obviously, and most of he's running for Katie Hill's position and that sort of thing. But anyway, he now had to give up his show, for conflict rules. So what many of you don't know, maybe, is there's like the number two or number three progressive channel on YouTube. Again, it's stuff that I watch, so you don't have to get your blood pressure up. But it's called The Humanist Report. And I forget the guy's name. He's kind of a younger guy in his 30s. The Humanist Report. And I do subscribe to it, believe it or not, when I really want to hear what the other side says. And I recommend all of you. I tell everyone, You need to listen to all sides to really get a pulse of the people of what's happening. I mean, that's how I was able to predict Trump was going to win the first time. It's how I knew that they would never move to the Senate.
Yeah, no, I put up the other side on Frames Phoenix, but I mean, it's like, do I got to read it?
Yeah, I know. Well, you read it. The point is, the humanist report, what's interesting is since Cenk Uygur had to step down from the Young Turks, this humanist report is sort of like becoming the default place to go because that guy is taking kind of a lot of the weight from Cenk during this run. Anyway, he interviewed Cenk on his show just a couple of days ago.
Okay, one minute. I got to get to the doctor. Go ahead.
And anyway, and Cenk Uygur said privately on the humanist report that he basically agrees why they're not moving into the Senate is because they're so corrupt. Remember, the progressives don't like the establishment Democrats either, that he also agrees that they're afraid to open up the can of worms of corruption of the Democrats.
Oh, hell yeah. There's no, man, this Biden, see, that's why they weren't freaking out as much as they, because they knew they weren't going to forward the articles of impeachment to the Senate. They already had this planned. You know, they're like, nope, we got what we wanted. We got impeachment.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that means, you know.
Lower case I.
You're right. They're counting on America being stupid, and they got their progressive base. Well, we impeached them. It's not our fault. The Senate won't like. Well, they will. Okay, we won't give it to them anyway. I mean, it's just freaking amazing. So I'm like, you're still voting, whatever, you know. All right. Thanks, Doctor.
I appreciate having me on. I hope that you're not too depressed. I'll send you some Valium if you need it.
Yeah, that's what I need. All right, see you later, Frank.
Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.